Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions. This is our amendment to episode number 160. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jeff Chorney. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Travis dished on us again.
Yes, what a surprise.
Yeah, I think that's twice in as many weeks, isn't it?
I think so.
Man, that's kind of cheesy. Yeah, he apparently, his wife's birthday was today, and, you know, besides the fact that it was his suggestion to do it today, he decided that he couldn't make it. So, Jeff and I are going to take care of this. We're going to try and make this really quick because we can understand how it could probably be pretty boring just listening to us regurgitate lists of games that people sent in. We'll try and make it as interesting as possible, but we're usually pretty good at that. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you might want to explain to them exactly what we're doing, just to remind people.
Yeah,
in
what we're doing.
Download this and they're like, oh, what is this?
Yeah. All right, so episode 160, which we released yesterday, we did not do our emails for the question of the week. Question of the week was, what are your nominations for Game of the Year? We didn't do that because we got a lot of submissions, and it would have made the show about an hour longer. And, you know, it just ended up being, you know, the thought that it'd probably be boring for you guys. But right now we're going to do it as, you know, we're going to run through it really quick. And at the end, we're going to have Game of the Year nominations for listener's choice. And then you guys next week, can send in your emails for your vote for listener's choice, Game of the Year. So that's kind of the idea. So what Jeff and I are going to do, we're going to alternate going back and forth, reading off the emails that you guys sent in. Got a few voicemails too, so we're going to throw those in there too. That's about it. So I think we're just going to go ahead and get started. Jeff, do you want to take the first one?
Sure. I'll take the first one. First one is brought to us or you guys by Be Wrong. He says, Hey. Okay. I just want to send this before I even listen to the recent recent episode, just to make sure that you guys will be able to read it. For those listening, he tends to send it a bit late. So, good on you.
And then he gets on our case because we don't read his emails.
It's like, we already recorded, dude. All right, downloadable. His nominations are Magic the Gathering. I'm guessing that's the PSN version, I think.
Yeah, 360 came out last year, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty positive. Okay. Bomberman DX.
Nice.
Limbo.
Nice.
Dead Nation. And Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy, of course.
Portable. He's got game Chris hates, Valkyria Chronicles 2.
Hate that fucking game.
Dragon Quest 9.
That one too.
Kingdom Hearts. I'm guessing that's Birth by Sleep. Metal Gear Peace Walker. And God of War Ghost of Sparta.
All right.
Still got to play that. Where's Wii? He's saying Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Oh, good on you.
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. Good on you. Metroid Other M.
Cool.
Donkey Kong Returns. And Super Mario Galaxy 2. 360. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction. Fable 3. Alan Wake, Mass Effect 2, and Halo Reach.
Okay.
PS3, Dead Nation, Heavy Rain, 3D Dot Heroes.
Nice.
Mod Nation Racers, and God of War 3.
All right.
Multi-platform, Red Dead Redemption, Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Ooh, Castlevania gets a lot of love.
Super Street Fighter The Truth.
The Truth.
Bayonetta. Well, I added that part in. And Vanquish, which I'm actually playing right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a badass little game.
For his Game of the Year, overall Game of the Year, his nominees are Mod Nation Racers,
cool,
Mass Effect 2, God of War 3, Vanquish, and Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay, cool.
He also put in his Lair and Two Human Award, and he says, I know I'm going to get some hate for most of these games, but they really were a big disappointment, considering how much hype and expectations were set for them. Number 5 was The Fight Lights Out.
I can understand that. That was pretty horrible.
Yeah, White Knight Chronicles. Final Fantasy 14, Final Fantasy 13, and Gran Turismo 5.
No hate here, man. We kind of mentioned all those. Well, besides the fight, but we mentioned those four. I mean, we didn't actually have Gran Turismo on any of our lists, but we've been saying all along how, you know,
it's on my list.
Yeah. Oh, it is on your list?
For what? For
Gran Turismo for Lair Award?
Oh, no. I almost put it on there, but just because of the fact that it's so hyped up, but no, it's on my list, my PS3 list. So,
Yeah, cool.
He also says, "Why no love for the PC and mobile gaming? PC is pretty simple. We don't play enough PC games for the most part. I think.
Yeah, we wouldn't give them justice. It'd be really hard.
Maybe next year, because now that we all have PCs, we might get into them more. Who knows? Yeah. And mobile gaming, we put mobile games under downloadable, and some of us under portable. So
yeah,
you could have went right ahead and nominated some of those. That's what we'd end up doing.
Yeah. It's possible that we might, you know, we haven't talked about it quite yet, but, you know, adding a mobile game of the year, considering mobile gaming has become such a phenomenon, it's very possible we're going to be adding that next year. So we'll see how that works out, though. We'll see how it works out.
Very true. Cool. Chris, you want to read the next one?
Yeah, yeah. This is from Tyler JC85, and he says, hey guys, how's it going? Just writing in to give my game of the year nominees. 360, Mass Effect 2. Mm-hmm. This is the only nominee for 360 because I got rid of my 360 last summer. However, to me, it is the best game that came out this year. Oh, okay. Oh, nice. There you go. PS3, Heavy Rain. Great game that got the actual, wait.
Wait.
Great game that got the actually got the tension up simply with its controls.
That's, I get it. I get the game that actually got the tension
up with, okay. Yeah. I'm with you now. Gran Turismo 5. I'm loving this game. I don't care what anybody says. Multiplatform. Dragon Age Origins. Another great BioWare game. That's redundant, isn't that? Great BioWare game? Well, they had Dragon Age Origins,
the expansion.
Yeah, that one came out this year. Yeah. It got me to play through three times over two systems. Damn, enough said. Battlefield Bad Company 2. Just an overall great shooter. Black Ops. It's more COD. Super Street Fighter 4, the motherfucking truth.
Hell yeah.
And Madden. Last Madden game I liked was on the N64. Wow. Holy crap, man. it really was a great upgrade. All right, cool. If Travis was here, he would probably be cheering right now. He's not, so tough shit. downloadable. Deathbank. Very fun. Very funny. I would agree. Duels of the Planeswalkers. I love me some magic. Are we sure that didn't come out this year for both systems?
It must be. No, I'm positive it wasn't this year on Xbox. Because I remember it being on
I know it came out this year on PS3. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's probably what. It's probably PSN.
Okay. Joe Danger. Oh, we didn't talk about Joe Danger very much, did we?
Because outside of the demo, I don't think any of us actually bought it. And I love the demo.
I have it. I just haven't played it yet, to be honest with you.
It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I know. I keep hearing it. It looks like a humorous Excitebike to me. So I really should give it a shot. Now, I know that there's a lot of games that people will say I'm missing, but I just don't care for a lot of these games.
That's why it's your list.
That's right. It is your list. It takes a great story to key me into third-person shooters, and I don't really like any third-person action games. So there it is. Keep up the great work. And that's Tyler JG85. He didn't really have, well, I guess I'll throw Mass Effect 2 in there. I'm trying to make a list of the listener's choice, and he didn't really have a game of the year list, but he said Mass Effect 2.
I think
this is my only nominee for 360 because I got rid of my 360 last summer. Best game that came out this year. So Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, I think that's his vote right there.
There we go. All right. Awesome. You want to take the next one?
Sure. Next one comes to us from Chris Banks. He says, downloadable Game of the Year nominees, Limbo,
nice,
Super Meat Boy, Scott Pilgrim the Game, Sonic 4, and Deathspank.
Sonic 4?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is the first time Sonic 4 has come up on our list.
Yeah.
Portable Game of the Year nominees, Super Scribblenauts, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, Ace Combat, Joint Assault.
Oh.
That's another first.
That's cool.
Puzzle Quest 2.
Oh, nice.
Another first. And Okamiden, another first.
Did that come out?
Yeah.
Wow, I am so behind.
Yeah, seriously. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, me too.
360, Halo Reach, Mass Effect 2, Fable 3, Alan Wake, and Splinter Cell Conviction.
I'm seeing a trend with these 360 games.
The 360 ones are pretty much, yeah. Wii Game of the Year, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Kirby's Epic Yarn, Epic Mickey, Sonic Colors, and Tatsunoko vs. Capcom.
You know, I did hear Sonic Colors was pretty good.
Same here.
Yeah.
Pretty decent. PS3, God of War 3, Gran Turismo 5, Mag, the first. Heavy Rain, followed by another first, MLB 10, The Show.
Okay, cool.
Multi-platform. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Travis is cheering again. Call of Duty Black Ops. He put COD Blops, but I refuse to read it as COD Blops.
Which you just did.
Yeah. Shut up. Fallout New Vegas. Transformers, War on Cybertron. War for Cybertron. Good on ya.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I had to cut that.
Ooh, was it that good?
I really enjoyed it. If you're a Transformers fan, it's really good. It does have its flaws, I thought, like quite a bit. Like, it does get really repetitive, and it looks kind of the same throughout the whole game, but it's cool.
Okay, cool.
Red Dead Redemption. And overall Game of the Year nominees. Limbo. Halo Reach, Mass Effect 2, God of War 3, and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
That's a pretty good list.
He's got a Layer 2 Human Award nominee, and there's a couple of new ones on here, but it's Final Fantasy 13, Final Fantasy 14, Crackdown 2, StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2?
Yeah. Wow. Dead Rising 2.
Okay. So, I can understand Dead Rising 2, because I've heard that from other people too, but StarCraft 2.
Well, I can understand. Well, I mean, StarCraft's been in the making for how many years? So.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a
while. Don't forget, it doesn't necessarily mean bad game, it just means disappointing, as he could have been expecting the world. It only gave him, like, the moon.
Which we blew up in our Fallout 3 episode.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. Next, we have Shadow Hado.
Uh-huh.
And here's what he has to say. Sup, Indis. This is Shadow Hado writing in for your question of the week. After such an amazing year in gaming, it's no surprise we have tons of unfinished games in our backlog. Amen, brother. Mm-hmm. Also, before I list my nominees, I would like to say the downloadable and Wii categories this year were pretty meh. Whereas all the rest of the categories were incredibly difficult to number. This is what I came up with. Downloadable. Number 3, Hydro Thunder Hurricane. Mm. Number 2, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And number 1, Mega Man 10. Props for that.
Hydro Thunder, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I like this man's portable list. Portable. Valkyria Chronicles 2, Phantasy Star Portable 2, and Dragon Quest 9. Shadow, me and you are friends, brother. All right, Xbox 360, Alan Wake, Halo Reach, and Mass Effect 2. Mm-hmm. The Wii gets Sin and Punishment Star Successor.
I still want to play that.
I haven't heard much about it. I hear people say that they like it, but that's all I know. It's like, why do you like it? You haven't told me. Metroid Other M and Monster Hunter Tri. That's a couple. We got a couple of votes for that on our episode. Mm-hmm. PS3, Heavy Rain. Gran Turismo 5. And... Greek God with Daddy Issues.
Sparta!
God of War 3. Multi-platform, the one that he put 5 nominations for. Super Street Fighter 4.
Down. He's like, I can't do 3. Fuck
yeah. Castlevania Lords of Shadow. I am really surprised to see so many people digging on that game. You know, I honestly thought...
It's not a Castlevania game.
I know, and that's the thing. I really thought that people were going to just like tear the shit out of it because of that. Yeah. But, you know, people seem to dig it, and I'm cool with that.
It's fun.
Fallout New Vegas. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Red Dead Redemption. Honorable mentions are Need for Speed Hot Pursuit and Black Ops.
Cool.
Game of the Year. Number 3, and I think he has these in order. Number 3, Fallout New Vegas, and tied for first, Dragon Quest 9 and Mass Effect 2. That's pretty cool. Dragon Quest 9. I like it's getting props. I like that. And the Layer 2 Human Award, he gives it to Monday Night Combat. thanks a lot for the great show, guys. Peace. Now, before we go on, Shadow Hado did send in an amendment voicemail, so I'm going to play that.
An amendment voicemail? Let's hear this.
What's up, Indus? This is Shadow Hado calling in for the first time. I sent you an email for the question of the week earlier today, and
you did.
I don't know how I forgot Angry Birds and Super Meat Boy for downloadable game of the year, and somehow also forgot Bayonetta. So just wanted to throw those in there, and also have a couple questions for you guys. I still have not finished Mass Effect 1, and I'm wondering if I should just skip it and go straight to... And also, should I play through Assassin's Creed 2 before I start with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood? That's it. Keep up the good work. Later.
Okay. Well, definitely worthy mentions to throw back in your list.
Hell yeah.
What do you think, Jeff? Mass Effect 1 over before he plays Mass Effect 2? I think this is always based on the person.
I think, yeah, really, because if... I mean, 2 is going to give you the whole what happened with 1 at the beginning and the whole comic book thing. I think, you know what? If you're going to play it on PC or 360 and just start with 1, don't even touch 2... You might want to go ahead and do it, but I mean, don't even look at Mass Effect 2 for a bit, then go to 1, because then you'll be like, you'll notice all the problems right away.
Yeah, and Mass Effect 2 streamlines a lot of stuff. So if you play 2 first and then go back to 1, well, he's already played 1, but if you start playing 2, you'll never go back to 1.
Yeah.
So it really depends on you. If you are the kind of person that really wants that character that you made, if you want your Shepard to go into the second game, I would say finish the first one. But, yeah. You know, if it's not that big of a deal to you and you just want to, you know, choose your own adventure or whatever, when you get there, just like kind of throw things together, then do it that way. Two is a much better game.
And yeah, so Assassin's Creed, I've heard that same thing. Brotherhood does a good job of telling the story up to that point. And I've also heard, if you're going to do one after the other, I've heard from a lot of people that Brotherhood is just, it's two, which is two is amazing, but more with a little bit of upgrade. So if you're going to play through two, then immediately jump to Brotherhood, you might get burnt out, maybe. You know, it depends on, I guess, you and how much attention you can give to the same gameplay. Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah. I mean, both games, if you're doing like a lot of side quests, they're long.
Yeah.
So you're looking
the
to
one thing that I've
hours.
Heard, it, well, the one thing I've seen is that Brotherhood picks up exactly where two left off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. There's that. So basically, if you play Brotherhood, two will be spoiled for you, and you probably won't bother with it.
Yeah.
Right now, you can probably get two really cheap. So my thought would be play two now, and then
play Brotherhood next year.
Yeah, play Brotherhood later when you can get it really cheap. You know, I'm waiting to get Brotherhood for like $20 or something. Then I'll play it.
Yeah. So agreed.
Cool. All right. You want to take the next email?
Yeah, I'll take the next email. This one comes from JG92. I'm gonna put a little disclaimer. This is like a novel. I mean, even put
epic poem
at the end of it that I think he said without. Without brackets, this thing has 1,585 words in it. So because of that, JG, we love you, but I'm going to keep out, you know, basically he lists these games and explains why. All the ones that have already been named, I'm not going to bother reading those because most people know why it's a great game. But the ones that you nominate that others have not, how about we read those? Just be like, hey, this is why they should be on the list, because that'll
sounds good.
Make
do it up.
Things a little bit quicker. So it starts off with... All right, hey, and this crew, JG92 here with my nominations for your Game of the Year show. So let's just jump right in. For downloadable Game of the Year, I nominate Crazy Taxi. It says, sure, it's a port of the PS2 game, but the combination of the great original trophies and custom soundtracks make this game amazing. I put quite a few hours into this, mainly with doing the crazy box challenges, but it is honestly a great game, and I hope that more like it come out. Game dev story. Of course, we've talked about that a bunch. Game is addicting as hell. Dead Nation. Portable Game of the Year. He nominates Age of Zombies. Now, I'm going to have to read this because this is a PSP mini that's on here. And I don't think anyone's nominated a mini yet.
No, I don't think so.
This PSP mini came free with PSN Plus.
Yes,
I'm glad because it's my favorite mini and probably the most addictive. This is a game that doesn't take itself too seriously with all of the humor put into text speech. I got to check this out. The main character saying he's going to get a zombie dinosaur and bring it home as a pet. Then deciding against it because it's all slobbery or something is funny, adding the greatness of this game. The overall game has a decent story, and after that, a pretty good score-chasing system. In my eyes, best mini available. I haven't really heard anything about that game.
I've mentioned it on the show before. It's kind of like it's a twin stick zombie shooter where you kind of travel through time. So,
oh, okay, yeah,
that's,
I do.
That's remember I was talking about. It's like the end of the first like stage, the first world. You fight this giant zombie Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah,
you know. So they kind of like throw a wrench in the whole like typical twin stick shooter zombie shit with like these weird boss fights and that you have to go through. And there's like a ton of weapons and shit like that. It's actually a lot of fun.
All right, check that out. How much is it if you want to buy it, like 99 cents?
No, there's no such thing as a 99 cent mini. I think it's like, I think it's like $3 or $4, something like that.
Cool. His number one for actual download is Portable's Half Minute Hero, which
came out last year
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came out last year.
So, I mean, if he just played it this year, good for him, but unfortunately it will not be eligible for the, Reader's Choice Game of the Year since it is last year, but it is a good game.
I agree.
Wii Games, Just Dance 2. That's basically all he nominated for that. It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure, he says, and you know, summing this up. No, he boots up his Wii and just dances until he's beaten his sister's scores. That's awesome.
Hey, it's always good to have a game that your family can get behind, you know?
That's right. That's funny. Nothing like kicking your ass and dancing, beating your sister. For 360. He nominates one, Fuck All. I don't own a 360 and have only played on one twice this year. And even then it was FIFA 10 and FIFA 11. So yeah, nothing for me in this category. FIFA is multi-platform. PS3 nominates Demon's Souls.
That came out last year.
Again, that was also last year. But hey, you're playing it this year for the
first
time.
Yeah, good on you for playing it this year.
Mm-hmm. I just want to quickly skip it to see if he says anything about the ice. Yeah, he has some anger from it, and he died at all the bosses and stuff. Oh, yeah. God of War 3. Awesome. Heavy Rain. So here it comes. Best Overall Game of the Year nominations. He'd just like to announce the Lair into Human War nomination for this year as seen by me, and it is Final Fantasy 13.
That's getting a lot of hate, man.
It's getting a lot of
on
hate.
On our show.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, because I know we talked to Scott, and he said that nobody, like, mentioned any disappointment with Final Fantasy 13 when he got his emails and shit. So
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Huh. But yeah, he goes on, writes like paragraph Y, and yeah. We won't open that bag of chips again because we can be talking about it for a while.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, so that's his Lair to Human. Here are his Game of the Year nominations overall. Number 4 is Green Day Rock Band. He says, "Oh God, my favorite band of all time with their standalone game. I'm so glad this is Rock Band who did this. If Guitar Hero had made this, then it would have probably been, what, 5 Green Day songs and 40 other bands with had nothing to do with them? But no, nothing but Green Day and their biggest songs fucking rocks. You have never drummed on Expert until you've played Jesus of Suburbia and Homecoming consecutively, clocking in at a cool 18 minutes and 26 seconds just 2 songs. Honestly, I had the time of my life, pun intended, playing this, and its visuals were very pleasing. Overall gameplay, just as Rock Band, which I've always been pleased at. Very pleased at.
All right.
3 is Rock Band 3. Damn, son, Rock Band 3 is a musical game of Harmonix themselves to beat. Sorry, I'm reading that robotically. Nevermind, Neversoft, or Vicarious Visions, who were the fuck Activision will hire and fire next? Okay.
Whoever, honestly, I think. Whoever, he was going
yes,
for.
Yeah. Maybe yes. But honestly, Pro Keys and Pro Guitar rock. The Mustang guitar, although not fully sized, is decent, but I just cannot wait for March 1st, 2011, when the beast itself, the Fender Squire Stratocaster, is released.
This dude loves his Rock Band, man.
Real strings and technology in the guitar neck to locate your hand and fingers, whether you're muting strings or not, and where you're actually strumming. That's pretty cool. This will make the best music game ever created and the best music game ever... What?
This will make this the best music game ever created.
Okay, I get it. Okay. They only tinkered with the gameplay for new management plus pro modes, which are fantastic. So gameplay is fantastic as always, and the visual of this game are great. Even if I have noticed it sometimes looks like the singer is masturbating the mic while it's jumping back and forth in their hand. 2, Medal of Honor. This is such a breath of fresh air into war shooter front. Yeah, I've never. You know, it's totally different and original. Guns, being sarcastic. I want every single Medal of Honor game. And if you like Battlefield Bad Company 2, you'll love Medal of Honor's multiplayer all the same. Single player and multiplayer modes were developed by 2 different developers who are better at the area. They made Danger Close to single player and Dice for multiplayer. And both go hand in hand to create a fantastic game. Gameplay is awesome and the graphics are fantastic, as well as the terrific voice acting of the single player.
Okay.
I didn't play much of that, but I didn't find it really rather fresh airish. It's pretty much like Battlefield and Call of Duty.
Yeah, I didn't.
From what I played,
I didn't play it at all, so
yeah,
I can't really comment.
And his number 1, he's chosen Call of Duty Black Ops. Yeah, right. It's good, but nowhere near as good. No, for number 1, my nomination 2010 Game of the Year is Heavy Rain.
Okay.
It is. I love it so much. Xbox-only owners should be really disappointed that they don't have this game. It is so effing good. I recommend everyone to buy Heavy Rain and move if they don't already have it and play it. I think this game deserves the recognition it needs, and this is the way of giving it to the developers over at Quantum Dream.
Hmm. I still haven't played it.
No, neither have I. I think did Jason play it?
Travis and Jason played it, yeah. Yeah,
to be honest, like, I'll give it a try, but I have a feeling it'll bore me. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. So there you have it, my nomination for this year. Thanks, guys. Sorry for the mega long email. Love you all. JG92, total homo. And wink. So yeah, we did leave out a bunch of his little paragraph
comments,
there.
But
I'm sure people understand why he picked those games, because a lot of them are awesome.
I agree. All right,
I think someone from Australia is trying to get in contact with us here.
All right, cool. Let's find out. Hey, this one's from Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Hey, it's Fluffy, and here are my entries for your Game of the Year list. I left a lot empty, which I actually deleted, just to save space on our Document.
Document.
I left a lot empty, mainly because I didn't play enough or any of the games in that category. Example, I played a lot of games on 360, but no 360 exclusives.
Huh.
So here is what he gives us. Downloadable, Matt Hazard, Bloodbath, and Beyond.
Oh, wow.
Shank, Cut the Rope, Angry Birds, and Plants vs. Zombies.
I like those.
Me too. Portable, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, and Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Two very good PSP games.
Mm-hmm.
PS3, Mod Nation Racers, Heavy Rain, and God of War 3. Multiplatform, he says Dead Rising 2, Just Cause 2. It's the first time we've heard that one. Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Fallout New Vegas. And his overall game of the year, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
Oh, wow.
That's the only one who left us. So he gives the Lair Award to Spider-Man Shattered Dream Dimensions.
Shattered Dimensions. I want to try that.
I still haven't tried that either. As a matter of fact, I haven't played a Spider-Man game in God knows
how long.
This
generation? Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I play? The one I played last year, it wasn't too bad. I can't remember what it was called, though.
See, I heard Shattered Dimensions wasn't that bad, though.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear it was that bad either. But maybe he just, again, had high expectations.
That's true. Hey, let's do a voicemail real quick.
All right.
Hey guys, it's Navachin. Got a lot to say, don't have much time to say it, so let me get this over with. Game of the year, best downloadable. I was at number 5 as Kate Story, the one that came out on the WiiWare. Number 4, Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, the one that came out on PSN. Very good game.
Cool.
Number 3, Sam & Max, Devil's Playhouse. Very fun game. Number 2, I will put Super Meat Boy.
Nice.
Fucking awesome game. Love that game. And the number one downloadable title that came out this year, I'll put Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Love my beat-em-ups, fun game, looks awesome.
Don't get it.
Move on. Portable game of the year, number 5, Valkyria Chronicles 2. Probably put it higher than I actually played the game, but I didn't, because I didn't get the first one, so yeah, that's me. number 4, Sky Infinite. Funny. Number 3, ZHC, Losing Ranger vs. Starcraft Evil Man. Funny. number 2, Metal Gear Solid Peacewalker. Awesome game. Epic as hell. And number 1, of course, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Moving on. that's a Wii game. Number 5, Sin and Punishment 2. Number 4, Kirby's Epic Yarn. Number 3, Donkey Kong Country Returns. Number 2, Super Mario Galaxy 2. And the number 1 game for the Wii, No More Heroes, Desperate Struggle.
Oh man. I love that
game.
That.
That's an awesome sequel. You should play it. You're not going to play it. So why am I telling you this? All right. I only got four for these. I'm surprised that myself. I actually played the 360 a lot, but apparently not much for the exclusives. So, number 4, Doritos Crash Course. yeah, that free game on the Xbox Live. Fun game. I play with my nephew like all the time online. So, awesome game. Number 3, Limbo. Great game.
Yep.
Number 2, Alan Wake, which I'm surprised to put number 2 instead of number 1. Number 1, Super Meat Boy. I can't deny that fucking game. That game was just too much fun.
There you go. We'll
too
take
awesome.
That.
I love my platforms. So, yeah. PS3, Game of the Year. Number 5, 3D Game Hero. Number 4, Heavy Rain.
Nice.
Number 3, God of War 3. Number 2, Yakuza 3.
No.
Very good game. You should play it. It's more than just to beat him up. It has an awesome story with it, too. You should really try it out. And number 1, the Sly Cooper Collection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never played Sly Cooper game, and that was, like, so much fun. Huh. Love a platformer. multi-platform. Number 5, The Enslaved. Number 4, being Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Number 3 will be Red Dead Redemption. Number 2, The Vanquished. And the number 1 multi-platform game, Bayonetta.
Nice.
Combat, story, just that weird Japanese way that I just love in my video games. I can tell with No More Heroes, but yeah, love those type of games. And
he got cut off. Google Voice only allows you 3 minutes.
That's right, 3 minutes.
So
that's
he got cut off, but he sent a follow-up. Here we go.
The sequel. Hopefully you drank a coffee between the two calls. You know,
and my overall games of the year... number 5, Metal Gear Peacewalker. Like I said, epic game for a PSP game. Very good. Number 4, Sly Cooper Collection. Love the platformers. Number 3, No More Heroes Desperate Struggle. Best thing on the Wii for me by far. Number 2, Bayonetta. Love that game. And number one, game of the year, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. Love the game. It's still like all my pieces that I love from all my Kingdom Hearts games, plus I added more, but I, you know, I could do that voice note earlier, how it gave me everything I wanted and more in that game. So yeah, that was definitely my game of the year. So yeah, Happy New Year. Great time, guys.
Happy New Year's.
It will be a pain in the ass to get through. So yeah, see you next year. Or next year, so shut up.
I should have bought. They had a Birth by Sleep for $9 at a Best Buy the other day. Well, it was pre-owned, but I should have grabbed it.
Yeah, I ended up getting it for like I think I got it for $10 because Amazon had it for $20, and then I had $10 credit on Amazon. You know how like you pre-order games sometimes and you get $10. Yeah. Yeah, so I got it for $10, and honestly, I still haven't played it yet because it won't play on my PSP.
It won't play on your PSP?
No, because my PSP's hacked.
Oh.
I haven't cracked it yet, so I gotta crack it in order to play it. So. All right. Why don't you take our next email?
I'll do that. Our next one comes from GR Sonic. He says, "Hey, Guinness peeps. This is GR Sonic writing for your question of the week. I'm just going to list the nominations for the downloadable, portable, PS3, multi-platform, and game of the year. Oh, and of course, the Layer Into Human Award.
Nice.
Since I don't have either a Wii or a 360, just to be fair, not nominating something I haven't played on the other platforms.
Cool.
Good on you. All right. So, anyway, starting with the best downloadable, these are my nominations. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. Dead Nation. Pac-Man Championship DX. Yeah. Also, that's the first nomination for that one so far.
Well, for today.
On this show, for the listeners. Sim and Max, The Devil's Playground, and Hatsune Miku, The Project Diva, Dreamy Theater. I have no idea what that is.
I've heard of that, but I have no idea what it is either.
Hmm.
I'll be honest with you.
Cool. Portable nominations, or as I like to call it, the PSP nominations. Valkyria Chronicles 2, Phantasy Star Portable 2, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, God of War Ghosts of Sparta, and Hatsune Miku Project Diva 2nd. I guess he imported it because it says import in brackets.
Yeah, it's Japan only.
Yeah, sounds like it would be. PS3 nominations. He has Heavy Rain, God of War 3, Mod Nation Racers, Gran Turismo 5, and The Sly Collection.
Oh, cool.
Platform, right. Bayonetta, Nier, that's another first.
Yeah.
Super Street Fighter 4. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
You know, I'm really glad that got a nod, because there was a I think I was watching GameSpot's like Game of the Year Awards, and that was on their like best racing game list. I mean, this is apparently a really, really good kart racing game, like better than Mod Nation Racers, better than Mario Kart, that kind of stuff. So I want to check that out.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you've played the demo at least?
I haven't. Even played the demo.
Well, the demo's up there. You should download that shiznit.
Cool.
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit. Game's fun.
Hell yeah.
And his Game of the Year nominations are God of War 3, Bayonetta, Hatsune Miku, Project Diva 2nd, PSP, import, Super Street Fighter 4, and Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit. And as far as for that Layer 2 Human Award, I decided to explain the reasons why they're listed here. Okay. Well, he's got some good ones on here.
Okay.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Oh.
Yeah, since I'm a PS4.
That's going to hurt some feelings, man.
I didn't enjoy the host migrations, interrupted connections, and other shitty bugs that make the multiplayer mode annoying to play and wasn't worth it at all. Last fucking time I let my fellow Norwegian friends tell something what to buy. Good thing that friend ain't the pooper. I guess he's that, yeah. Poop and flames. I've heard of a lot of problems with it online.
Recently. Yeah, on the PS3, I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff happening.
Yeah.
You'd figure they'd get on that as soon as possible to fix, but because I think I'm pretty sure a few people bought that game.
Yeah, just a few.
Pretty sure. Just like a few people bought Fallout New Vegas, but he's putting his Lair Award. He says, "I know I'm getting flack for this one, but when something that looks almost identical to its previous installment, it's not going to be a great game." Yeah, that game is good, but not good enough in my opinion. I felt like I've played this one before, and it bored me.
Yeah, I've heard that the advancements in Fallout were not in the game engine. That's for sure. It was all in the hardcore mode. So if you don't play hardcore mode, you're basically playing Fallout 3. That's what I've heard. And then, but if you play hardcore mode, it's got all the micromanagement bullshit that you can go through. But I hear it actually does, add to the game. So I don't know. We'll see.
His next one is Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1.
Wow.
He says, don't get me wrong, I kind of like it, but $15 and not that many levels? I even completed it in under an hour or less.
Wow.
That is thing. It is only like four levels or something like that, four worlds.
I can see that being a problem.
Mm-hmm. Lost Planet 2. Yes, it actually came out in 2010, so that pretty much counts. Came back and out in 2010. Okay. The demo just bored me, and again, why the fucking hell am I listening to my neighbor for gaming advice? I liked the first one. I never even bothered with the second one.
I didn't either. I heard that if you liked the first one, that the second one, like the story mode was not enjoyable, but yeah. I just haven't been daring enough to go out and get it. I'm waiting for that on the cheap too. I do want to play it though.
Cool. His last one is Alpha Protocol.
Oh.
He's saying, this one is not my friend's advice. This one is pretty much my fault. This time I was expecting it to be good, but it let me down the instant I started playing this game. I fucking hate myself. In brackets, sometimes.
Nice.
Well, that was my nomination list, and a little bit different from what the others might have nominated, I guess. So I'm just going to go back and play my games that don't suck. Everything on the nominations other than the two Human Lair Awards. Okay. See you later, and welcome to 2011, Indus Peeps, GR Sonic. Oh, wait, PS, just in case you're curious about Hatsune Miku Project Diva 2nd for PSP or Project Diva Dreamy Theater for PS3, they're actually rhythm games by Sega.
Oh.
Just Google it for more info about the games if you want. Oh, okay.
Cool. Thanks for that. I am going to say this, though. I added the games that you had to our listener's choice, but I did not add that one because I don't think anybody else is going to have it on their list. Yeah. Since it's an import, I think that's the main reason that I didn't add it. So, but the other ones that you put are added onto the list.
Cool.
All right. Next one.
Do it up.
Better Tomorrow. Hey guys, have to make this short. I am sending it from my cell phone, which is a pain in the ass to send email on.
Hell yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. If whatever smartphone you have, it's still a pain in the ass to send email.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So I will not include descriptions or reasons. I will also try not to repeat any titles. Game of the year. I'm going to go down his list backwards.
Save that one last.
I'm going to go backwards. Downloadable game of the year, Deathspank. Wii game of the year, did not play any.
All right.
That's a good game. A lot of people said that.
Pretty good.
PS3 game of the year, God of War 3. 360, Alan Wake. Multi-platform game of the year, Fallout New Vegas. The ultimate in mixed opinions
for
this game, man. Seriously. And game of the year is Mass Effect 2.
I think I've played that game.
Yeah, I think I played it a little bit. He says that his Lair Award goes to Fable 3.
Totally understand.
Now, this is not because it is a bad game exactly, but I was so excited to play this, and I have been waiting for so long. And it just failed to do anything for me. Therefore, I've only managed a few hours. So in a way, it isn't exactly fair. But maybe one day I will click and I will suddenly discover I love Fable 3. Or it will click. Sorry, it will click.
Yeah, it will click.
And will come to regret this decision. But for now, Fable 3 is the biggest disappointment of 2010. Thanks, guys. Better tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, our buddy Zavari writes in.
Hey, he says,
hey guys, you know who I am. Here are my games. Here are the good ones. Or they are the good ones. Game of the year, Costume Quest. Why? I can explain each of the various elements, the writing, gameplay, graphics, etc., and how they were, but that wouldn't really explain why it's the game of the year. Plenty of other games this year have had excellent writing and engaging visual style or streamlined gameplay, but Costume Quest, with all of these elements in combination, and its deference to Halloweenin, the most hallowed and weaned of holidays, made it my most cathartic and enjoyable experience of the year. I had a giant smile on my face from start to finish playing that game, and that smile has returned as I start playing through the DLC. Few games can keep me that happy.
I did not play this.
He goes on to say, is so many games award. He says, haven't heard you guys talk about this at all, so I think it's safe to say that none of you have experienced it. I won't give you the full pitch and describe it, but this fire-breathing, village-burning, princess-stealing, dragon Stratica. What? Stratica?
You skipped the game, dude.
Did I skip the what?
You want to start that one over?
Oh, I skipped the fucking game. I'm sitting there like, okay, Horde.
Just continue. It's all right.
Okay, so Horde. Anyway, Guessing your talents, and it doesn't let go. It especially shines in the cooperative and competitive multiplayer, which can mix local and online players. You haven't played it? Shame on you. That does look actually really cool.
I haven't even heard of that.
I've seen videos of it in the videos where it's like a top down, like you just go burn villages and stuff and steal princesses, and it's like multiplayer.
What's
like,
it on?
You're kind of competing a PSN.
Oh. Huh. Hmm. Interesting. And, I'll have to check that out.
I did play Costume Quest, just the demo.
Yeah, I have. I think Jason has it. I don't remember if he had it or not, but the videos I've seen of it look really fun. I just haven't gotten around to playing it. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Let's move on. Animated Fan. He says, "Hey guys, this is Animated Fan, and I'm here with my Game of the Year nominations for this obligatory question of the week. I only listed games for the for most of the categories that I have completed this year, and I didn't want to write out any explanations of why I picked them because I wanted to make it a short email. Thank you. So here are my nominees. Downloadable, Dead Rising 2 Case Zero and Dead Rising 2 Case West.
All right.
360 Halo Reach. Mm-hmm. PS3 God of War 3 and 3D Dot Game Heroes. Multiplatform Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Bayonetta, Bioshock 2, and Darksiders.
That's the first Darksiders that I listened to.
Yes, for the listeners. Yeah, it is. Huh. God, I love that game. Game of the Year.
That's good.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and God of War 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that his So Many Games award is Dead Rising 2.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm right, that is valid because I think only
I never played it.
Only Jason has played it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I am looking forward to listening to your nominees and or winners for Game of the Year as always, have a good show, guys. Thank you very much, Animated.
Cool. Moving on. Patriot Ball. Hey, guys, here are my Game of the Year nominations/winners. Portable, Angry Birds, Cut the Rope, Fruit Ninja. Yeah, Fruit Ninja. It's the first Fruit Ninja. So addicting. You need to get that, Chris.
I tried it out a bit. I don't know if it's for me.
It's so fun. Game Dev Story, winner. That's what he's picking. It's number one. As a gamer, this is the game that I've always wanted. Being able to run your own game company, make games, market them, track their sales, and create series, consoles, and reputable studio is everything I've always wanted. And Game Dev Story gives you that. Check it out on iPhone, iPod Touch.
And Android.
As well as Android. Well, that was edited in by us. Downloadable. I've downloaded a bunch of PSN Xbox Live games, but have not played one that I like enough to merit a nomination. So the winner will be Game Dev Story. It's technically downloadable as well as portable. All right.
That is true. Yeah. Why not? No argument here, man.
Nope. For the Wii, GoldenEye, Super Mario Galaxy 2, and his winner is Kirby's Epic Yarn. If you ever want a game to put you in a great mood, this would be right up there as a top candidate.
Oh, he is so right.
With the best art style I've yet to see in a game and great variations that change up the typical side-scrolling platformer genre. Kirby's Epic Yarn is the best game I've played on the Wii yet.
Wow.
Huh.
Hey, did you listen to Bombcast's Game of the Year?
Not yet. No. Well, I haven't listened to the one where they actually got to the Game of the Year. Because they had put out like, five different podcasts.
Did you get to the best-looking game?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It won theirs.
Yeah,
it?
Kirby Epic Yarn got best looking game from Giant Bomb. And you know what? I can't really make a good argument against that because the game is
pretty.
It's so stylistically beautiful that, you know, it's you want to play it just because it looks interesting, you know? I mean, that's the way I was when I was playing it. It's pretty cool.
Agreed. So PS3 says, I know you guys listed a multi-platform category as well, but I really don't think the PS3 exclusive lineup delivered enough to merit its own category.
Damn.
So here's my take on it.
Holy
well,
crap.
I don't think either of them. Like, I mean, look how many of the games just make it because of default. It's like when you have to list five, it's like, oh, God, you're at four.
And that's,
what else
true.
Was exclusive? Oh, yeah, okay, this was.
Yeah, that's
but true. He goes on to list Heavy Rain, Red Dead Redemption, God of War 3, and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. And that's the one he picks as his winner is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. For 360, it says Mass Effect 2, Fable 3, and Halo Reach, which is his winner. And he says, surprised, and actually, I kind of am. He says, it's Halo. It's always great. No need to really really explain. Good. True.
All
true.
Right.
Multiplatform. This is by far the toughest and best lineup there is. The exclusive lineups for both PS3 and 360 this year were lackluster for me, but the third parties really brought their A game. So his nominees are Red Dead Redemption, Call of Duty Black Ops, DJ Hero 2, Madden 11, Fallout New Vegas, Def Jam Rapstar, yes, I'm being serious, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is his winner. So he says, I'm sure you saw this coming when I also gave it PS3 Game of the Year, but it truly did stand out enough for me to keep giving it accolades. I love every single game on this list and would rate all the games above very highly, but for console game of the year, Assassin's Creed takes it for me. So as overall game of the year, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Red Dead Redemption, Halo Reach, Call of Duty Black Ops, Heavy Rain, and his winner is Game Dev Story. So he says, yes, I really did give an iPhone game overall game of the year nod. A phone port of a 10-year-old Japanese PC game is my 2010 game of the year. Over $50 million games. Crazy, huh? Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. Crazy, huh? In my mind, though, you cannot beat something that is always with you 24/7, able to give you instant fun and allow for you to play anywhere and no matter the situation you're in. I do not need to invest 20 hours into a game to reach the end of the story arc. All I have to do is open the app and wham, I'm there creating my games instantly. Somehow I did beat out Aspro, but I stand by my choice. Sorry the email so long, guys. Just wanted to make sure I covered all the bases. Thanks for the shows every week and bringing on the good new year. Bring in on the new year. Thanks again. Patriots Ball from VG Evo.
Cool. Man, this is going to be a long-ass listener's choice list.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. I don't know how we're going to do this.
Just, I don't know. Put them all out there, put up a poll or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Cool. All right. We got one more voicemail, so let me play that right now.
It is Mike PSN08. Kind of tired, but I still want to call in for the question of the week, game of the year question. I have to give out PS3 nominations only. Super Street Fighter Motherfucking 4 goes out first for a fighting game because, yeah, I haven't played it in a long time, like 6 months, but I'm going to get back to it eventually, and to me, it's still one of the best fighting games I played on the PS3. Next game goes out to a Bayonetta. Yeah, I know I said bad things about it, but hey, we wouldn't want to have a girl that has long hair that can turn into a gun and shoot enemies and nemesis. The next game goes out to a role-playing game, Darksiders. Yes, I said Darksiders.
Yeah. All right, good.
Because it's what Zelda Twilight Princess should have been. One of my other favorite games, it goes to a series that was started on the PS2, but this is the third edition, Yakuza 3. Yes, like a Japanese mafia game. I love it. I don't want to go into a game like that and just run around and kick ass as much as you can. Two PSN games I'm going to nominate. No Danger and Pac-Man Champion Edition DX. Yes, two of the best PSN games of the year. And my final game goes to the game of the year. I'm sorry. Battlefield? Yes, Battlefield, Bad Company 2. One of the best games I've ever come across for online first-person shooters. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little tired, but, yeah. And the worst game of the year, I was going to say White Knight Chronicles, but no, something beat it. Because White Knight Chronicles, I could handle. No matter what it was, it goes to Medal of Honor. Suck ass and kiss my balls because your fucking online game service sucked. I couldn't even get on half the matches without it breaking my system.
Wow.
Well, that's it for me. Remember, Game of the Year, Battlefield, Bad Company 2. All right, this is Mike PSN08 signing out.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
He sent us another voicemail, and he had mainly he had a question about why we don't have, he wanted us to add best soundtrack of the year. And my response to that is, that's a great idea, but that's amplified gamers territory. And we don't want to, we're not going to step on their toes. They're definitely all about the soundtracks and more qualified to do that type of award. So that's probably, we're not going to do one, and that's why, because they've got that covered and they do a better job than we could possibly ever do as far as the soundtracks go. So there you go. All right, I do have one more voicemail.
Then let's listen to
it. Let's do that up right now.
Hey, Indus, this is Tamer Dela Z, and I'm here to answer your
question.
For downloadable games, I give it to Pac-Man Championship Edition DX.
Good. Such a good game.
It's very addicting, and I'm afraid to play it at night because the visuals might give me some sort of epileptic seizure with all the colors. But
the colors, man, the colors.
I mean, it's a great game. I don't know what DX stands for. It kind of sounds like dicks, but I don't
know. I'm guessing.
Portable. I played a lot of iPod Touch this year, so I'm going to give it to Game Dev Story.
Yeah!
It's very addicting, and I made a game in it called The Rape Basement.
A Rape Basement.
It's going to be a dating sim. And awesome. It got Game of the Year, so that's a winner in my book.
Awesome.
For the Wii, I gave it to Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Good
it's
on
more
you.
The same, but that's not such a bad thing. 360, I gave it to Mass Effect 2. I don't think I need to explain why.
No.
PS3, God of War 3. It was fun murdering the remaining Greek gods.
The remaining.
Platform, I give it to Call of Duty Black Ops. It's way better than Modern Warfare 2 online, and I liked how they tried a different approach to a Call of Duty story and that the main character had a voice.
Yeah,
and
true.
For my Game of the Year, I give it to Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. Oh. It's impressive what they did on the PSP. There's so much content on that UMD, and I put over 70
game.
Hours
That's a huge
into
ass
the
game.
Game. So it's basically all I played during the summer, so I'm going to give that Game of the Year.
Cool.
And the Lair/2Human Award, for me, it goes to The Force Unleashed 2, because that game was a huge disappointment. I mean, I knew it was going to be a cash-in, but I didn't know it was going to be that bad, so that game is terrible. Avoid it. If you play the first game, that's it. That's all you need to play. So,
all right.
Great work. Good luck going through all the other submissions for Game of the Year. Goodbye.
Wouldn't Thanks, you know Tim. That I just got my copy of fucking Force Unleashed 2 in the mail?
That's funny.
All right, so here's how this is going to work. There are a lot of games on this list.
There's a lot of nominees.
So I'm going to read off the games. All right, I want the listeners to know how big this list of Game of the Year nominees is. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down to every game that has at least two nominations. And that's going to be the list that people can pick from. Cause it just wouldn't make any sense to have all these games up there. There would never be anything, you know, there would never be any distinguishable Game of the Year. It just wouldn't happen. Here's the full list. Mod Nation Racers, Mass Effect 2, God of War 3, Vanquish, Super Street Fighter 4, Limbo, Halo Reach, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Fallout New Vegas. Sorry, I thought I saw that one twice. Dragon Quest IX, Green Day Rock Band, Rock Band 3, Medal of Honor, Heavy Rain 2, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, Metal Gear Peace Walker.
Did you say Heavy Rain 2?
No, I'm sorry. Heavy Rain. Oh. Just Heavy Rain.
Okay.
I don't know why I put that in there.
Welcome to 2015.
I know, right? It's going to take that long for it to come out. Metal Gear Peace Walker, Sly Cooper Collection, No More Heroes, Bayonetta, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, Costume Quest, Red Dead Redemption, Black Ops, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Darksiders, and Yakuza 3. So that is the full list of what you guys sent in. Now, here are the games that got at least two nominations. This is the
list. This is the official nomination.
This is the official Listener's Choice nomination list. And for next week, your question of the week is, what is your Listener's Choice Game of the Year? So here are your nominees. Mass Effect 2, God of War 3, Super Street Fighter 4, Halo Reach, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Heavy Rain, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, Bayonetta. Those are your nominees.
Mm-hmm.
So email in, let us know which one is your top game of this year of those. I think
it's got
to
be one of those ones. If it's not one of those ones, we won't be able to read your email or voicemail.
Yeah. So there's nine games there that you guys can choose from. So in order to choose your game of the year, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail if you like. That is 706-760-4337. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And everybody individually is Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
And that's about it. I'm not going to, you know, go too much more into our Shamil, you know,
Yeah, it's pretty
Facebook,
simple.
All this other stuff. So
you don't have to send in a long. All you can you really, we're not going to be doing a special show per se for this. So you can just write in and be like, hey, this is my pick. Boom. And we'll just be unveiling the winner of the listener's choice.
And chances are, I'm probably just going to throw a poll up on VG Evo as well. Yeah. And I'm going to use that information to go along with it. So, yeah, get those votes in. I'm really interested in what you guys have to say. And don't forget about the So Many Games Award. We got a couple of them on this list so far. And I'm really interested to see what you guys think of this one right now, because this is something
we'll actually play the one that gets like the most votes, or I don't know, absolutely. Or we'll have a poll or something.
Yeah. So far, we've got two on the list. Mm-hmm. So get your So Many Games nomination in, and you know, hopefully we'll have a pretty good list of games to check out. That'll be cool. That's it, though, for this one. I appreciate you guys being patient with us and listening to this email show, the amendment for episode 160. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll see you when we talk about Game of the Year.
Yeah, I'm excited.